In a galaxy far, far away, a brother and sister search for their missing parents.
How are we going to find them?
We will. Don't worry.
And fate leads them to the magical Ewoks.
We help you.
Now, a great adventure begins.
You hear that?
Let's get out of here.
Ah, people, welcome to another edition of Spoiling at the Movies. I'm your spoiler host with the most, the phenomenal one.
I'm the host with the fire and the chest and electricity right through his veins, Cody.
Hunger Games, Cody.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, people, I'm Wayne, by the way, but we want to know, me and P1 are pretty much going to review Hunger Games Part 2. Should Cody join us? Because we know he loves
no.
the franchise.
No!
You comment below, people.
Dumbass Paul, I don't want any more fuckery going on in my life right now, man. Fuck, no.
Look, we all know you're scared of President Snow because Corey said he's the best villain of all time, but you know.
Yeah, man. I had to watch this Ewok bullshit. I don't want to watch fucking Hunger Games, man. God damn it.
That's going to be the best movie of the month. What are you talking
about? No.
You mean no? Don't you want to get prepared for the spinoff and prequels they're going to make after this?
No, fuck you.
Cody, you saw Maze Runner and Divergent this year. You got to end it with Hunger Games. That's the best of all of them.
No.
It's the finale, Cody. It's the action-packed one.
Action, okay, you go fuck yourself, dude. That's no.
It's the one that's going to make you understand. And we're finally going to find out who Katniss is going to pick as her one true love.
Give a fuck.
Whatever.
Hey, and then you get to understand why Donald Sutherland is the greatest villain of our decade.
Greatest villain, cuz. Beautiful.
Oh, wait, what did you just
say? The greatest villo, cuz.
Great old villo, cuz. Yeah. Oh, God.
You gotta go. You go. Look, you got a franchise like that with Fast and the Furious. Great dialogue.
God.
So.
Great old villo, cuz.
Greatest villo, cuz.
Oh, God. That's scary. Oh, but people, we're here with, thank God, it's fucking Wayne's final choice.
Jesus. Yes!
And this motherfucker picked Caravan Couture or some shit like that. I don't know what the fuck this shit was called. This piece of shit movie. Wayne, explain your goddamn
movie. Oh, the Caravan of Courage, the Ewok adventure film. Oh.
Who the fuck thought this was a great idea?
Well, apparently George Lucas, but...
God's a fucking moron, sorry.
Oh, well, people, if you don't know what the fuck this is, this was literally made after Return of the Jedi to find a way to bank in on those little Ewok hairy bastards. And you know what, if you thought you fucking hated them after Return of the Jedi, boy, do you get hated them after this shit.
You can find this movie on YouTube and the comments on there all talking about, I like this film growing up. I was like, yeah, you got it. Oh, God.
Yeah, I must say, watching it as a kid is different to watching it as an adult. You realize how fucking retarded you were as a kid.
I thought it was stupid as a fucking kid. I never liked those fucking Ewoks.
It's not the Ewoks I hate. It's more the, what the fuck did you just send?
What is this?
Oh, that fuck. George Lucas looking real happy with a cigar.
Lucas is very happy. Look at him. He got a cigar in his mouth with his fat fucking Jabba the Hutt fingers and shit.
Wait, Billy knows some bullshit. Yeah, he should be happy.
Got a little faggot ass Hawaiian shirt on and shit like that.
People complain about Spectre being boring. You need to watch this film.
But pretty much, let Wayne pick a movie for you, and you'll be bored out your fucking mind.
I'm good at doing
basically.
That.
I that's what you do, huh, Wayne? You pick this Wolverine shit, now you pick this shit, and you're just sitting here looking like, I have literally nothing to say about this fucking hippie pile of dog shit right now.
Yeah, I must say, this is going to be a hard one to review, because nothing really fucking happens to this film.
No, you don't say, Wayne.
Your second pick in a row with not a goddamn thing.
Well, we got. Christ. Look, this is the prelude to The Force Awakens, alright?
No, the fuck is not. You don't goddamn put us in canon to fucking Disney shit right now.
It is canon, man. This
why
leads.
The fuck didn't you pick the Christmas special like a normal person? At least there's shit to talk about in that.
Everyone does the Christmas special, so we're
good. I've never seen no one do the Christmas special. Who's everyone? I hear you keep saying that, but who is everyone?
Everyone else. That's not us. I don't know. I'm just making shit up. I just wanted to review this movie because I hadn't seen it in years.
Oh, then watch it on your own fucking time.
Oh, no, I'm going to make you guys suffer. If I'm going to suffer, you're going to suffer with me.
No, we didn't suffer. We were just bored out of our fucking minds.
Yeah, that's it. My work is done. Then my work is done.
Go ahead and give your plot synopsis.
Oh, this is a very. This is the most easiest plot synopsis I could ever make in my fucking life.
I can't wait to hear this.
Alright. You start off with this family. It's crash landed on the planet moon of Endor, alright?
Fake ass Luke Skywalker.
No. That. What's his. Mace! Where obviously they got Mace Windu's name from. Fucking great character, too, by the way.
He looked just like fucking. What's his name? Looked like just like Luke Skywalker. They were trying to market that motherfucker as if he was the next Luke Skywalker.
So basically, you got Sindel and Mace, who are the two kids of these fucking morons who get kidnapped by some great big fucking monster. And basically, all that happens is these two little fuckwits come across the Ewoks, who help them find their parents, go on an adventure to find them, save them. The end of the fucking film. That's pretty much the fucking synopsis of the movie.
This shit was fucking terrible. I'm talking, like, man, you know, the reason why I had just rewatched A Night of the Living Dead.
Oh.
And then I watched this shit, and I was like, this almost might be as bad as that, because these motherfuckers in this movie repeat their lines at least 4 fucking times over in a row. That shit was, I was like, what is this, the week of repeating lines or something like that? What is this shit?
I was going to say, honestly, it did remind me of Night of the Living Dead. I don't know why. I think it's just the poor amateurish style of filmmaking.
How many times did May say, she's sick, we got to give her medicine? Give her the medicine. She's sick. I was like, somebody just feed that bitch some medicine, please, for the love of fucking God. If you repeat that fucking line one more goddamn time, I'm going to strangle that little bitch.
I gotta say, he's going to be one of the worst actors in the history of anything related to Star Wars. That fucking guy. My God. Could he not deliver a fucking line at all?
I would rather listen to fucking Jar Jar Binks than this motherfucker.
Jeez.
At least I could laugh at him.
Exactly. On what the fuck? I, you know what? At least that thing from episode 1, that Jew fly or whatever that fucking.
Oh, water!
I'd rather listen to him than anyone in this fucking movie. And Lucas, what the fuck? Not putting subtitles in these fucking Ewoks, but having someone narrating over them. What in the fuck was that?
Yeah, what? I don't get where the narrator came from. He sounded like he did not want to even be there.
He was the voice of the Ewoks. Because this nigga couldn't put subtitles in because, you know, oh, this is a family movie. You know, hey, they can't watch. So he had to have a narrator speak for them. I was just like, you gotta be shitting me.
It gets worse in part 2. They actually speak English.
Fuck these Ewoks.
We can always watch the second one, Battle for Endor.
You can eat a dick is what you can do. That's what you fucking can do.
No. No. No, Wayne. No.
Well, you never know. It might come up as a pick later on down the track.
Wayne, I will castrate you if you do that. I'm done with this boring shit in you.
Actually, part 2 is not as bad as part 1. I do remember.
Oh, shit.
Wayne, I don't have time for your lies, goddamn.
Why the fuck you lying?
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, look, I will apologize for picking this. Well, I won't, because I love fucking with you guys, but... look, it is definitely a very fucking incredibly boring...
If I'm not mistaken, they made a short of this.
They made animated cartoons.
Yeah, they made animated cartoons of this shit, Cody. I think it had like 3 seasons, if I'm not mistaken, too.
Well, why'd you tell me that? I don't want to hear about that.
I think it had the same name, too. Because I know that they had one back in 2009, if I'm not mistaken. This is recent, too. Now, this ain't no long ass time ago. And it was called the Ewok's Caravan of Courage. I know this one is called, you know, Ewok Adventure, Caravan of Courage, or whatever.
I think it is the same shit. Because they did do that, and then they did Battle for Endor. And then they just kind of died off because people never wanted to see them ever again.
The fuck is up with this weird ass poster? This is the first time I've seen this poster for the cover of this shit. What the hell is going on with this? Oh, that little
Caravan
girl.
Of Courage.
That little girl, man.
God damn, it's
that little fucking girl.
Sindel! Oh, wonderful actress.
Oh my god.
Shirley Temple fucking wannabe cunt.
Please tell me she's dead now. That's the only thing that can revive.
Nah, she retired from acting.
Thank God.
Well, I wonder why.
You know, it's funny how Star Wars has ruined so many people's careers.
That's the magic behind it.
You know what the magic behind this is? I was just telling Cody this. I would not be shocked if The Force Awakens sucks ass, because it seems like your track record with these Star Wars films, whether it's animated, spinoffs, shorts, or live-action film, doesn't seem to be on the best of track record or whatever. And then I understood it, because Cody said, well, at least those video games sound good. There's a shitload more bad video games than there's good ones. But I can say the good ones that they are out there, that's because fucking Lucas wasn't behind any of them. So that's the only hope I have going into Force Awakens is that Lucas has nothing to do with this. Because good lord.
I think the fact that Disney have taken control of it and seeing what they've done with Marvel, I think it's in good hands now.
Well, because Disney, nobody knows.
I would hope so, because I am very much looking forward to that film, but shit, and then recollected by every other Star Wars property I've seen in the past, I'm like, shit.
I think the best thing I've seen of Star Wars on screen was that goddamn Clone Wars show, and I didn't even finish that show.
Well, apparently that got really good, though.
Yeah, it got really good. Oh, definitely, yeah. Because I remember at first, it was just like, it's whatever. But then it got definitely good. But then it kept going on. I kind of just lost track of it. But I know I heard it ended pretty damn well as well, too. So.
Are you talking about the 2D one or that 3D shit?
The 3D
one. The Attack on... I don't know which one.
There's only like two of them.
The one that's based off that shitty-ass animated movie.
Yeah, they did the 2D one that led into the CG one, and the CG movie wasn't that great, but the show got really good. Yeah.
Wasn't the 2D one actually kind of good, I heard? I didn't ever saw it, but...
It was, but it's all based on style, and you get those fucking wankers, oh, it's Samurai Jack, oh, fucking beautiful.
Yeah, because he did it, what's his name, Jinity, whatever, how do you fucking say his name?
And of course, that fucking movie sucked, that's all I know. It sucked after a straw. Well, the one where they had Anakin, it was like between episode 2 and 3. That was actually good. I didn't mind that at all. It was better than this fucking movie. But this shit right here, you like stretching for some bottom barrel shit if you pick this fucking thing. Like, this got to be the most boring shit I've ever seen. I'm getting sick of motherfuckers repeating their lines now in movies. I got enough of that shit with Z's movie. But watching this shit right afterwards, I was just like, okay, I can't do this shit no more.
Didn't help. At all.
Well, you got ready for a fucking retarded motherfucker.
I was going to say, you got to wonder if there actually was a script to this, because it seemed like, especially the kid actors. I reckon they're just making shit up. Because, as you said, she's sick. She needs medicine. Repeat. She's sick. She needs medicine. It's like, okay, you fucking told me that. I'm an Ewok. I don't understand what the fuck you're saying.
Her coughing was so fucking fake and out of nowhere. It was just so weak. You could tell most of the time they were ad-libbing. Especially at the beginning. The first 20 minutes of the film, oh my god. You talking about, like, they just made this shit up and say, film it as it goes. Later in the film, you can tell that probably more of, I wouldn't even say script, because that's a little, I don't want to embarrass script writers like that by saying this had a script. But you can tell it had somewhat of a premise going into it a little bit later. But at the beginning, they didn't know what the fuck they were doing with this.
Oh god, no. It's a lot. I mean, even this film itself is, I think, filmed in like 8 weeks or some shit. And 8 weeks to do a whole fucking movie? That's pretty fucking rushed.
I like how you want us to understand why you guys like Star Wars so much, Wayne, and yet you show us this fucking movie.
I'm getting you prepared for The Force Awakens. I rip down your expectations.
You did not just say that.
How the fuck is this getting...
What the
anything, you made me not want to watch that motherfucker.
I was going to say, you lose some hype for this shit, man.
Because you're going to walk in going, fucking hell, that Ewok movie was shit, and then you're going to see your Force Awakens, you'd be like, ah, shit, that was part of his plan.
I don't even consider this Ewok shit canon with the fucking Star Wars.
I do, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful, beautiful my ass, it's beautiful, wipe my ass with it. So, what is up with the track record of y'all fucking shit, though, man? Jesus. Oh, Star Wars, this is a great adventure. It's got such great storytelling. I wouldn't know that since the fucking 70s, I'm assuming, right? I ain't seen a fucking good property come out this motherfucker since I don't know how long now.
Well, do you know Winnie the Pooh was also in this movie? That's a true fact. Yes, what? Apparently, if you look, I can't remember what shot it was. There's a matte painting and Winnie the Pooh sitting in one of the trees. I'm serious too.
Okay.
See, that adds story and depth. That means Winnie the Pooh is part of the Star Wars universe.
You motherfuckers ain't about to.
Disney was cashing in even back then.
See, quite right.
Wow, not bad. Okay.
They knew.
You're about to pull this Vader shit with us right now, with fucking Winnie the Pooh. Right? Hell no.
Darth Vader's Winnie the Pooh. That'd be awesome. We don't know he's a drug addict. He keeps.
You know what, Wayne? ain't tell you this, I fucking hate Darth Vader even more now after this movie. He ain't even in this motherfucker.
Just say, what does he even appear in this?
I don't give a fuck. I hate every... I almost hate everything that George Lucas touched in Star Wars now. Because that Clone Wars, I was planning on finishing up that little anime show up and shit. But now after watching it, I'm like, you know what? No, I think I just need to start a clean slate with Force Awakens. Because I ain't no way in hell I'm going back anywhere near this shit.
Oh, well, that's a shame because... Yeah, look, I don't think he actually had much control over the cartoon, to be honest, by that stage.
No, he didn't. That's why it was good.
Yeah. Actually, that's true. That's probably why it was good.
That's why it was good. I told Cody this. Why do you think everything that's been good that was Star Wars related didn't have Lucas's name attached to it?
What's the good thing with the new one? I know originally he had a script written for it, and they totally just went ahead and did their own thing.
Is this the one that Disney's doing?
The one Disney is doing their own version of it. They did not take anything of his concept.
Has that? Yeah, because I remember they threw that shit out the tray. They threw that shit out the window. If I'm just like, hey,
it's like, oh, thank George. Boom, throw it out the window.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not lying. That's exactly how I heard that conversation went. As soon as he left the room, they threw that shit out of a window, I heard.
So, it's like, here's your money, take it, now fuck off and just stay gone.
Fuck off, we don't want your opinion, nothing like that. Is that Disney animated Star Wars show? Is that out yet, or...
Which are, no, not yet.
I keep hearing shit about it, but I don't know if it's out or not. I don't know. Lie. I'm trying to start a clean slate with fucking Force Awakens and Wayne, but why the fuck would you show me some shit like this, honestly?
Because it's you need to learn what Star Wars, the good and the bad.
There was no good. There was okay.
Come on, that spider sequence was great. That was terrifying.
Oh, you're shitting me, man.
Oh, well, fuck you, Wayne.
They were terrifying, those spiders. They were the best spiders in movie history. Just like President Snow was the most scariest villain, those spiders, my god, they were terrifying. That was the most fucking fakest star fucking spiders I've ever seen in my life.
I'm strangling this motherfucker, Cody.
I've been thinking about strangling Wayne for the longest time now. I'm going to do it one of these days. It has to happen, because fuck you, Wayne.
You wouldn't want to strangle me. You'd miss out on gems like this.
I hate Star Wars. Fucking hate it now. I hate this shit now.
Man, if Force Awakens is some bullshit, man, I'm... Man.
I don't see it being bullshit.
I don't either at this moment, but... this Star Wars shit got me a little worried. Well, this Ewok shit got me a little worried, man. I'm like, God.
That's the part of the plan, see? It's to get you a little bit shaken up, a little bit worried. And then you'll be like, ah.
You know, Wayne, I have okay. to say, Luke did a great job with reviewing those prequels. He did a great job. But the one thing you failed to mention about that whole series of the prequels was, they are fucking boring.
Oh, but that's a given fact.
They're boring. That is the biggest problem with those movies. They are fucking boring. We are in some fucking trade space confederation shit, and these niggas spend... They are each one of them, 2.5-hour films, and they spend most of the time talking about the dark side is going strong now. Oh, this Senate is doing this, whatever. It's just like, who gives a fuck? Okay, god damn.
I'm not gonna argue with you. I am not gonna argue with you at all.
Jesus Christ, man. I ain't never heard so much fucking exposition of the same shit repeated over and over in those three movies than I did in those three goddamn movies.
Until you saw Night Living Dead.
Fucking land. New Hope just carried it on too. More and more. All that fucking talking together. Oh, God.
I will put up with the prequels being bashed, but the originals, I still say, are good films. Now, look, any movie's got its flaw, and I will agree. The originals also have their fucking flaws. Anyone who says they don't are fucking full of shit.
Who shot first?
Oh, that's a chain.
Fuck who shot first. It doesn't matter who shot first. God damn. Know your role, shut your mouth.
I believe it was Greedo.
Oh, no, it fucking wasn't. You shut your mouth.
Oh, look, Cody, you're the scissors, my way.
Fucking Greedo didn't shoot first, that big green-eyed motherfucker. Yeah, didn't shoot shit. He shot first and missed. How could you miss from a foot away? What the fuck? It's bullshit.
Oh, man.
I do agree with you guys on the prequels. I don't put them on a pedestal as people do with being some of the worst films they ever saw. And some of your criticisms and stuff you made, I agree with you completely. Like, I heard Luke saying that people scream or complain that Darth Vader said no. I was like, what? What?
That was the least of that fucking franchise's problems.
Exactly.
The least. That last movie was the least of their problems.
Hey, you want to talk about that's some Corey shit. That's some nitpicking for your ass right there. That's some nitpicking for your ass. But those movies are fucking terrible on the fact that I can't sit there and watch them for that long.
I'll agree. Look, I think that is probably one of the biggest things that we didn't discover. And you're right. The fact that they are boring. And I think it's because you know where they're going as well, which makes them boring. You know who's going to live. You know who's going to fucking die. So it just becomes an uninteresting fucking mess.
Now, I'm not a fan of the original Star Wars, but I know what they're about. They're pretty much an adventure film, if you will. And I think that the prequels took the adventure out of it.
You know what? You're 100% fucking right with that. 100%
That's why
right.
It's so fun in those motherfuckers. You're just sitting there looking like, okay, man, everything literally in these three movies could take place on one goddamn rock. You wouldn't even know the fucking difference. You know?
Jeez.
Like, I don't know, because Star Wars says, oh, Star Wars is galaxy beyond and on or whatever. So it's like, I never feel like I'm in a galaxy when I watch that shit, though.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I know what you mean. But hopefully that fucking changes in a month's time.
I'm putting my money on that rat, man. I'm putting my money on that.
You have to.
I think Disney invested so much into this, they can't fuck it up. They know they can't fuck it up.
I would imagine they would.
Disney is the king of family fun. If anybody knows how to fix this, it's him.
Oh, God, yeah. And look, it's going to be different, but at the same time, I think it needs to change things up. And the fact that they're marketing behind it of hiding Mark Hamill, a.k.a. Luke Skywalker, you don't even know what he is, you don't see him in it. Is
did they really
hide
him? I keep hearing that shit. I'm just like, didn't you see that nigga touch that robot? Ain't that good enough?
but who says that's him? No, the people want to see him. And the fact that they're marketed so well, they're hiding him so well, is fucking genius. Because people want to see it.
I agree.
It's fucking, and you don't know, because people are saying, is he going to be a bad guy? Is he going to be a good guy? It's like, who gives a fuck? Just wait till the movie comes out and see it.
Okay, once again, I ain't the biggest fucking Star Wars fan, but we saw that fucking metallic hand. Who the fuck else with that beat shit? We're touching on R2. That was his robot, was it not? Okay.
I agree, but you just never know. You just never know.
You people are ignorant and shit. That's that fanboy shit coming out with it. Just like, oh, you just never know what may happen or whatever. Just like, because you want other things. That's what fanboys do. They want things to possibly happen in their head. They want it to be different or something like that. Instead of stating the fucking obvious that that's fucking Luke Skywalker. What else do you fucking know about? Who gives a shit? Whatever. Stop stretching beyond the reasonable.
No,
power.
But fans have said it's that person's too skinny to be Mark Hamill.
You gotta be shitting me. How many years have passed?
I'm serious.
Six.
I'm serious. People said he's too that man's too skinny to be Mark Hamill. Can't be Luke Skywalker.
How many fucking years has passed since Episode 6?
In real life or in the movie? Well, 30,
their
30.
Fucking kids are grown in this movie.
Yeah, about 30, 35 years.
Jesus fucking Christ, people!
Plus, I wasn't even fucking born when Return of the Jedi came out, so that's how long it's been. Fuck, a long time.
God damn! That was the movie that made Cody's favorite character, Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah. Love Boba Fett.
Love Boba Fett.
you'd be hanging on to that spin-off movie, wouldn't you?
See, that's the thing about the spin-off movie. They can actually do something with them. So that's why I'm somewhat looking forward to that.
Tell you what,
something to fucking do.
Michael B.
So
I'll tell you what, fucking Michael B. Jordan better be good in fucking Creed then if he's going to be cast in that shit.
Forgot about that dumbass rumor.
So let me ask you this then, Wayne. Do you think Force Awakens, because you just said it's going to be different from what you've seen before, do you think Force Awakens is going to be Spectre all over again?
Well, I like Spectre. So
I'm talking about with the general audience and other people. Do you think it's going to be, because you know, you Star Wars fucking fans, you motherfuckers get rabid when just one thing has changed or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
look,
Luke even said it. You motherfuckers complained about motherfucking yelling no.
Oh, look, you know, there are going to be people who are going to love it, and then there are going to be people like, you know, Luke's hand's missing one fingernail. That's not correct in canon. It'll be like, get fuck, you know. You can't overanalyze fucking everything, you know. You're just going to, look, this is what you do, people. Sit down, get your popcorn, get your drink, enjoy the movie, or not. That's it. You're not paid to criticize.
That's the reason why I don't like Star Wars neither. I don't like the fucking fans.
I'm a fan, but I think the fans are cunts.
That's why I don't like you.
That's why I don't like myself. I see myself in the mirror and punch myself.
That's why I don't like you guys. Motherfuckers, you some diehard fanboys. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but you once again, I have to point this out again. Luke said that motherfuckers complain about a nigga saying no.
Oh, okay. Look, fans are shocking. They are terrible.
I don't think there's any other franchise like this that has the hardcore fan base as this shit does. The Star Wars fan base is like the Oakland Raiders fans. You niggas was ready to throw a motherfucker off the building if you had the upper arm mask to do it. Gets defeated or some shit like that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Right now I know there's like 20 Mexicans listening to this show going like, "Yeah, that's not true, Vato. You know we always win, homie."
Fuck yourself. Come on, Vato.
Hey, Vato, what are you talking about? The Raiders, we never lose. We die hard. Always die.
Raider fans, man.
Black and silver, baby.
Raider fans are fucking insane.
They like to tell you, "I've been a fan since the beginning." No, fuck you, ain't
it? You want to talk about rabid fanboys? Check out the Oakland Raider fan base. Those dudes are fucking nuts.
Yeah, they like the Star Wars fan base. Yeah, the difference is, Cody, is some of the Raider fans ain't nerds. They're like bodybuilders and shit like that.
They will actually kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
Your fans in general are fucking assholes. Okay, here's another example. Ronda Rousey got her ass fucking knocked out. Everyone's writing her off saying, "Oh, she's shit, she was always shit." But you fucking ungrateful fucking cunts.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
It's called sport. You win, you lose. Get the fuck up and get over it.
Well, that was the thing about her previous fight, so everybody kept saying, "Oh, how she dominated." I was like, no, she didn't dominate. That other person she was fighting fucked up is what
happened. Yeah, quite right. Quite right.
A fight goes two ways. If you go charging at somebody the way that last fighter did, and throw your arm wide out there, motherfucker. Yes, I think it would be easy to say that you're going to get your ass whooped after that. So, yes, I don't get that whole dominating. Yeah, dominating is when you take a punch in the head and say, "Give me another," and still beat that person to hell.
Yeah, if President Snow does that in Hunger Games, then I'll be scared.
Katniss shoot a bow and arrow on her in his ass, and he says, "Give me another," then...
No, if he gets like shot with a bow and arrow and starts twisting it into his chest, going, "Oh yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Give me another."
Oh, so basically he's Z. He turns
out. See, Jesus Christ! No, come on, it's not that bad.
This is gonna be like the fucking the professional all over again.
Oh, fuck.
Leon the Professional. Yeah, it's
gonna I could see Z remaking that movie.
He likes that movie, and I understand why.
Yeah, because it's got a young Natalie Portman. What do you expect?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, because everybody knows that. There was some fucking underage pedophilia going on in that fucking movie, and I was just watching that movie going like, "I'd be goddamn, I know you didn't pick this fucking movie because he's trying to exert that, hey, it's okay that what I'm doing, it's alright, because other people liked it."
Well, as Luke said on the show yesterday, he was confused. Why is Pearl Harbor one of his favorite films?
Because he's a fucking ignorant.
Luke said that movie's fucking horrible.
Shut up, Wayne. Don't even remind me of this shit. God damn. Shut up. Ewok Adventure.
Oh, the Ewok.
I know you found something you liked in this movie. What was it, man?
The end credits.
That was fucking terrible. What are you talking
about? There's not one positive thing in this. Acting, horrible.
No shit.
Special effects.
If someone can find the positive, it's Cody. Cody, what'd you see in here?
What did you just say?
Cody always finds positive in slimmers of shit. Cody, no, there was a positive in this slimmer of shit. There had to be a one, at least. Come on now, Cody. We count on you, Cody.
It ended?
I don't know about that. That's some shit.
That leads into The Force Awakens?
Say that shit one more goddamn time.
it led to me drinking more, and I like to drink, so there's that.
So it gave you an emotional reaction. Okay.
Yeah, in a way. So there you go. Where's that?
I thought it was heartwarming when the Ewok died. I thought that was like...
Shut up!
I swear to God, I'm going to shove a lightsaber up your ass.
Come on, stupid shit. By the way, did you guys see that cage that his parents was in? They could have been got the fuck up out this place.
They could have stepped out of that.
You know?
You got to be shitting me, man.
This cage.
When I saw that shit, I said, you got to be fucking kidding. By the way, how did they lose these motherfuckers in the first place?
They wandered off. And they just left their kids behind. And then got kids.
I heard the father say something about, oh, he got mad and they flew away. He's like, hope they didn't run away or some shit. There was so many stories of why they left or separated or something. I was just like, how the fuck did they get kidnapped in the mountains by this big motherfucker?
And then walked all the way back.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Makes perfect sense. Makes no sense, actually, but still.
I hate these little fucking Ewoks. I really fucking do.
They are cute and cuddly. They're wonderful. Beautiful creatures.
Oh, you want to talk about their fucking costumes, man. That look like shit, dude.
Oh, they did look like fucking shit.
They look like shit. That opening, where that motherfucker was parasailing or gliding on that fucking thing or whatever, that looked like such shit. I was like, Jesus, man. Ugh. Practical effects to the rescue. Nope.
Yeah, sometimes CG does work better.
You don't say, Wayne.
Not always. I like practical costumes, but when that shit bends and folds and it's meant to be their skin and their fur, yeah, it looks fucked up.
The only one that's not a fan of practical costumes, man, because I think practical costumes look like shit.
No, we'll be worried them with the Force Awakens.
I would prefer if you just CG'd the motherfucker. It's going, see, Wayne, it's going back to your turtles now, too.
You said CGI my turtles.
Man, them suits look like shit.
Fucking terrible. That's CG, fucking 8 foot tall, bloody.
I would prefer that shit over these fucking
that. Way better than that puppet shit back then.
Yeah, vomit. Ugh. Here's a bit of trivia for you. Do you realize the mutagen is what made Daredevil blind?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. That's actually a true fact.
Yeah, that shit made me blind. That shit made me fucking blind.
How dare I compare Daredevil to this shit? Fucking hell. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm about to say, man, you get dick slapped or something like that. You need something wrong with you. Yeah, like we said, the costumes look like such fucking shit. Did you guys see that monster they had in this movie?
Loved it. Beautiful.
That scene was fucking awful. That was on the equivalent of how it would look if Z put a monster in his film.
It would, actually. Yeah, it was like the worst puppetry fucking, yeah.
How I'm talking to you, Wayne, you Star Wars fans, how in the fuck could you make this movie so goddamn cheap looking with all the money you motherfuckers made off those original trilogies?
Why do you think Lucas is rich? You know what? In his defense, he got divorced in between Return of the Jedi and this. So he lost a lot of money.
That's not like a personal problem then. Like you said, between those movies, he had another fucking movie come out then. He had another fucking
between Return of the Jedi and this piece of shit. So his wife left him, had an affair because she's a cunt, took half his fucking empire with him, so he lost like, you know, $500 million or some shit. So that's why he had to make this shit on the cheap. There you go.
Lucas is a fucking hack. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he's a fucking hack.
Rich hack.
He called his wife as a cunt. His wife was the smartest one out of this whole production family.
Actually, she was, because he was like a consultant script artist, and yeah, she wasn't there for the prequel.
Jesus fucking Christ. Wow. Well, how come she didn't help with that original trilogy then?
Well, she apparently did.
And that's the best they could come up with. Okay. Hey. You know what? I'll just use that old excuse then. Well, it is a product of its time.
Okay.
Well, here's an honest question to both of you guys. You guys, just say you watch The Force Awakens, love it. Would that change any of your opinion about the original trilogy?
No.
Hell no. What
the no, but I mean, like, would you be able to watch, like, Return of the Jedi and go, now I want to watch Force Awakens and get into that?
No.
Really? See, I...
No.
Because I found with Spectre, that made Quantum of Solace a better movie now.
See, I already like Quantum of Solace.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
I never hated it. I just thought because it kind of ties it all together better. So they've gone back to watch it, it's like, okay, it fits into the storyline better.
James Bond has better films than Star Wars.
Yep.
But it's also got worse films, so I'll say that.
No, that's questionable, actually.
I would say some of them are just as bad.
Some bad ones.
Don't get me wrong, there are some of bad, but there's more better James Bond films than there is fucking Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh, there's 24 of the bastards! Give him a break! 24 movies!
I got a good question for you guys. Which prequel trilogy is worse, The Hobbit or
Star Wars?
Damn, what?
You didn't even need to say anything. I didn't know what the next movie was, but Hobbit straight away.
Man, what do you think, P1?
I don't even know how to answer that.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you why I'll go Hobbit. For starters, they're all 3 hours in length on a book that's 200 pages, and they're all boring, fucking far more boring than any of the prequels.
Star Wars are 2.5 hours long, and each one looks like there ain't no winning situation.
I think the Hobbit trilogy is actually worse. I agree with that, because they
probably
actually...
more insulting for you.
Yeah, fan. It's more insulting, yeah, because I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Goddamn. You shit they pulled off with that trilogy.
You don't get a vote in this thing. You're a fan of that shit, you know?
P1's the decider, then.
I'm a fan of either one, so I think...
God, man, you talking about dropping the fucking ball in the Hobbit trilogy? Woo! Shit.
I don't know. I can't watch them pre-movie. I'm sorry. I think all six. You know, I got an answer for you now. I know which one. All six of them. They all fucking suck. The only fucking good thing out of both of them, too, is the fight scenes at the ending. That's
I wouldn't even go that far.
Yeah, I was going to say, I fucking hated the fights and all, but...
The house was fucking terrible.
Surfboarding and barrels and shit.
Bilbo Baggins was okay in the first one.
The first Hobbit is it's there. It's just okay.
No, that movie is shit. No.
I think that's the most watchable one.
Yeah, I'll say most two and three.
That's a fucking wow. That's a compliment.
I know. Back to the compliment, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. One. Yeah. All right. Bilbo Baggins actually does a better job than anyone does in the prequels of Star Wars. Though I'll give him that. But the prequels, the third one, had that fight scene that I've been waiting for six goddamn movies. So so you know what? And to be fair, I'll treat them both as the same. They're both shit. There you go.
That's acceptable.
They both need to be brought up or touched ever.
You realize you've just pissed off so many Lord of the Rings fans. You go, The Hobbit was good! It was a good film!
I've been pissing them off since 2012. What are you talking about? When that first movie came out. Come on.
Hobbit's fucking dog shit.
I don't like the Lord of the Rings, so... I noticed all of this fantasy shit that a lot of you guys like, I don't like. So, I'm not a fan of fantasy. I hate fantasy, actually. I don't like Star Wars. I don't like Lord of the Rings. I don't like Hobbit. I don't like any of that shit. I don't like this.
It must be the blackness in you, then, to not like the outdoors and the outdoor spirit. Because CJ was the same.
You know what it is? It's the fact that nobody does a goddamn thing for the... It has nothing to do with the outdoors, man, or anything like that. I can give a fuck less they spend outdoors.
What about Harry Potter?
I love Harry Potter.
Yeah, I was going to say, so that, because it's more, I guess, it's, something happens.
I give Harry Potter kudos because they kept consistency throughout seven or eight films.
Yeah.
Eight fucking films. I'm not the biggest Harry Potter fan, but man, all those films are quality. Every single one of them.
And the thing about Harry Potter, too, at least with part one, we already knew that was the ending or whatever, and a lot of people say, oh, well, they did a lot of things that Little Hobbit did with hanging out in the woods. But I was like, but you know what? They had interesting conversation of dialogue or whatever. You know,
the characters were interesting.
There's not one single fucking interesting conversation of dialogue in there where I'm just going like, oh, you want to talk about consistency, Cody? Good Lord.
You know, like that song they sang in the beginning when they all met up in the house?
Man, fuck them dudes. Fuck these little midgets, okay?
That was epic, man. Hobbits, dwarves,
and
shit.
Fuck these handicapped sons of bitches. Chill us about these dudes, whatever. These bearded, dirty looking motherfuckers.
Cody, I think I found my next film to review. Maybe.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, boy, you better not. You better fucking not.
Shut the fuck up, Justin. I said, there has not been one conversation where I gave a fuck about consistency. You want consistency, Cody. 8 movies did it with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Hobbit couldn't even do that with 3 movies.
Yeah, but that's the point. Fucking the Hobbit.
They said in that second movie, pretty much, fuck you, Bilbo.
But the Hobbit shouldn't be. The Hobbit
should be. He's my greatest friend ever. What?
The Hobbit shouldn't be 3 movies, though, for starters. At least Harry Potter is, you know, well, they added one more movie because the book was too big, but each film was a book. Hobbit's meant to be one fucking story, not 3 films.
Harry Potter actually made a franchise off of one fucking villain to talk about in that fucking film.
Yeah.
That's fucking incredible right there. That's a defeat on its own.
Now, look, I've just literally finished watching Harry Potter for the first time about a month ago, and yeah, I actually enjoyed them.
You actually grow with characters and shit like that. That's why. Yeah. You grow with characters and shit.
Yeah.
And you know the best part about that is you can't ever figure out which one is the best one.
Yeah, I'll go my favorite, but that's just me.
I think I have a I go back and forth with my favorites. I watch them every year, all of them, whatever shit. And I go back and forth between either the third one, the sixth.
Oh, most definitely.
And the eighth one. Third, sixth, eighth. And you know, as much as people didn't like that part one or whatever, so they said, oh, it was too much talking for us. So I actually enjoyed the fuck out of that because I actually got a lot of conversations.
Mm-hmm.
The dialogue was heavily important or whatever. Ain't no important dialogue in fucking Hobbit. Each movie could have been its own standalone film. You would have known the fucking difference, honestly.
So I like the Goblet of Fire. I thought that had a great...
I was about to say, Goblet of Fire. I enjoyed it. I watched that one. That one was badass as fuck. And I almost forgot. Even Order of Phoenix, I enjoyed the show. That fight scene he had with... No, that was Goblet of Fire. We had with Voldemort.
Yeah, that's right. And he kills off Edward from Twilight. That was a highlight. It was beautiful.
That was awesome.
Wonderful scene.
That was fucking wonderful. And Star Wars, there's so much talking in that that I don't even know what the fuck they're talking about no more. How the fuck could you not know that's Emperor Palpatine?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know. That was fucking stupid.
How the fuck could you not know?
That shit was stupid.
I don't give a fuck how many midichlorians and shit you got, whatever and stuff, but you can't analyze this motherfucker and sense the dark side of him, when meanwhile you got this big-lip, purple lightsaber-looking nigga over here who is not only stronger than him, which he proves in the third film that he can kick Palpatine's ass any moment he wanted to, but he can't sense that he's part of the dark side. I was like, man, fuck you, Jedis.
Oh, but the dark side's hard to see. That's the worst excuse they came up with.
Jesus Christ.
That's why it pissed me off. That movie's so fucking boring, but it pissed me off. I sense a dark side in the senator side of things, whatever. It's just like, well, if you sense that, how come you can't tell it's him then?
Yeah, why wouldn't you investigate him? Why wouldn't you keep eyes on him and, yeah.
Wasn't there a sequence where we actually see Palpatine and his whole, what the fuck is his name, actually?
Sidious.
Where Darth Sidious, yeah. We actually see him in that disguise at one point. I think it's on like one of those the holograms or something that. We actually see his ass. Is he in the same room at that point?
Yes. I remember the scene now. The only thing he's wearing is a fucking hoodie. And
he's he's wearing is a hoodie. He had the same goddamn voice.
Great costume. great disguise. Great disguise.
I love it, Wayne, because your boy Samuel Jackson, they just like, you know, we sense a dark side.
I fucking hate Samuel Jackson, man. Fucking English.
It's just a dark side with the senator's office, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to put our youngest Jedi on the case.
Oh, I know. It's fucking stupid.
We fear the most might switch to the dark side. We're going to put him on the case. It's like, yeah, you got to be fucking kidding me, then. You guys deserve to be extinct.
Yeah, man. You're talking about wasting Samuel Jackson. My God.
Only person that can compare to Samuel Jackson, Liam Neeson.
Even him, I don't think he was a voice as much as fucking Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, because you know why? One stayed in the whole goddamn trilogy, that's why. And then that second one, good lord, all about this love shit. I was like, I do agree with you and Luke, what you said is, like, yeah, of course that would make him switch to the dark side of, you know, losing a loved one like that, whatever. But this nigga known her for about 2 years, come on now.
Oh, because it was forced. As I said, their whole romance shit was just fucking forced. Just like this fucking people liking Sindel bullshit.
How come that bitch never got any older?
Because in real life, she didn't.
How the fuck did Anakin Skywalker get older than her?
The Force. Puberty hit really hard in the Force.
Man.
Star Wars and their romance is very creepy as fuck.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Sister and brother fucking and shit like that.
Yeah.
What was going on in George Lucas's mind at the time, Wayne?
Lucas needed to get other people to write it. If he wanted to oversee that shit, fine, but he should have had consultants writing that shit.
He should have just kept his ass behind a camera and not read it at all.
True.
Lucas.
I hate his fat Jewish ass.
Lucas is fucking terrible.
Who does no neck have an ass?
I think he lost his filmmaking ways a long time ago. But as man, I respect him because, not what he's done, but his charity work and shit like that.
Also the black community?
Yeah, he's married to a black woman. He's very good.
That's yeah, he made Jar Jar Binks after her, I know.
Oh, of course. See, I don't get that. I don't see that as a black thing.
You out of your goddamn mind? You really gonna see that shit? Come on.
No, no, no.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and say this. George Lucas ain't no better than Michael Bay. There you go.
Nope. I won't argue.
Those prequels are filled with robots of Transformers that are just fucking stereotypes of other races and religions.
Where do you think Michael Bay got his start?
Oh, what? Shit.
He worked. He worked with Industrial Light and Magic doing special effects for stuff.
He's no better than fucking Michael Bay.
Yeah, he kind of lost his way.
Me kind of.
Kind of. That nigga lost his way a long ass time ago.
But you know what, baby?
Did you see this little shitty ass animated film he came out with earlier last year? Strange Magic? You remember that book?
Oh, beautiful. Shit? Oh, I was touched by my heart with that.
Fucking terrible.
I forgot about that shit.
He was on that fucking review.
Yeah, I remember that very well, actually.
Pissed me off. I can't believe I was at a midnight fucking showing of that bullshit.
See, that's dedication.
Well, no, man, that nigga can't direct for shit. There you go, I'm going to put it out there.
Oh, look, a lot of even Harrison Ford said when he's, trying to get, trying to find a way to act out a scene, he would ask George, and George would be, oh, just do it like this, whatever, and just walk off. It's like, the motherfucker has no idea how to direct.
Good man, Harrison Ford. Don't give a shit about you as Han Solo, but good man.
Oh, come on, Han Solo's a cool motherfucker.
How's he cool?
Han Solo.
Please explain that to me.
Because he shot first. There you go.
He shot first.
The age-old question: what makes Han Solo cool?
You know what? I might redo that scene for a homemade movie moment. I'll be Han Solo shooting first.
You should make Dean Greedo. There you go.
Oh fuck! Jesus Christ.
Hey, and while you at it, you know how you should do it too. You should say, "Hey, you call him Greedo. Be like, hey, Greedo. You heard of this thing called P1? He's fucking my cousin."
Fuck you.
Yeah, because I know Dean wanted some of that too.
That's a Greedo. Like to me, Greedo sounds like a Mexican or name or something. Like, hey, that's
it. Because it is. Because it is, Wayne. That's what Mexicans call white people, Greedos.
I'm going to make Greedo a Mexican homeboy.
Dean's not a Mexican homeboy?
No, Dean's a fucking blonde-headed little
I want Dean to listen to this, man. Man, I heard some stories about you trying to get that cousin hard, just like CJ, and look like you both failed, you know? Hey, Cody, tell him it pays to be phenomenal.
yes it does. Oh, and actually good-looking, too. There you go.
You Australian fucks ain't got shit on me.
CJ's not fucking Australian. What are you talking about?
Oh, whatever the fuck he is in. He's a fuck with then. Oh, he's Wayne's lover then on the side.
He's Wayne's side piece.
Wayne's pieces of ass. When Jamie goes out of town and stuff like that, he's always got Dean.
Got Dean.
Fuck Dean.
Yeah, we know you do that.
Dean is your boyfriend, huh?
Dean's a fat little turd.
You like Dean, don't you?
Every time I see a movie with Dean, I turn to him and say, "Now shut the fuck up, or I'm going to punch your face." Because he always talks, and that pisses me the fuck off.
He likes that too. That's the thing. He's like, "Ooh, punch me harder."
Yeah, well, I can't help it if he's into that twisted shit.
Fucking Tony Cox was in this film. My God,
who was in this film?
Tony Cox, that little black midget that takes every other black midget's work.
I thought he said Courtney Cox.
Yeah, her too, man. If you want.
Oh, yeah, he was in Star Wars though.
Tony Cox, man. That nigga never ages, doesn't he?
That's what happens when you're midget. Midgets don't age.
That's true. Hmm. Yeah, Peter Dinklage, man. That motherfucker been looking the same for quite some time, too.
The dink.
With his non-acting ass. I swear, that nigga ain't doing Game of Thrones, man. That motherfucker, man. Shit.
It was great, man. Best part of Pixels. Keep your mouth shut.
You know, the thing about Game of Thrones, them niggas must be desperate to get in the movies, because they'll take any goddamn thing, huh?
Yeah, they really will.
Well, you gotta make money. You gotta make the bread to pay for your life, man.
Game of Thrones ain't making them enough money?
Yeah, it's true.
Apparently not.
Ain't that like one of the second highest rated show next to Walking Dead or some shit like that? Ain't that like the most
watched? You gotta spread all that money across, man. You gotta think about that budget.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah, think about that.
You just think, he's a midget. He needs to buy designer clothes, because he can't buy normal clothes because he's a midget.
I hear Peter Dinklage like, you know, I think we should lead a dragon out of this and just split that paycheck around. He's like, nah, we need that dragon. That dragon's got to come full force. What is, like, okay, there's no dragons in this scene. Why is there so much money in this scene? Because we got to pay her family for watching her get raped on screen. It's the dividend thing.
Oh, yeah, but that's terrible, though. They shouldn't. They shouldn't. They need more female writers to fix that up.
Oh, fuck you.
You know what? You're right, Wayne, because we had such great female directors and writers, such as the chick that wrote The Other Woman.
I think
you remember that little. You remember that little gym with Cameron Diaz and Kate Upton and what the fuck was the other chick in there?
Leslie Mann.
Leslie Mann or whatever. A woman directed and wrote that film. Look how that worked out.
Yeah, and that starred one of Game of Thrones as actors too.
Oh, yeah, that's right, it did. It
Nikolai, what's his name? Yeah.
That's what I was on a bad track record with Game of Thrones actors. Well, you still are, actually.
Still are.
I think the only good performance I've seen out of a Game of Thrones actor was Cinderella being the prince. And I was like, it ain't that great, but it's better than what I've been seeing so far.
What, Terminator Genesis?
You know when shut up.
Shut up. Look how that took a second to sink in. Like, whoa.
That bitch was boring.
Oh, I agree. She was fucking terrible.
Sarah Connor, my ass.
Cody's ass is more Sarah Connor than fucking this bitch.
Tell me about it.
I think I need to ask your ass out there now, Cody.
Is your ass the Queen of Dragons?
Yeah, it can be.
Queen of Dragons is not fucking Sarah Connor. Let's just get that straight away.
Hell the fuck no.
You know Linda Hamilton. God damn it. Ugh. What a terrible fucking comparison. Anyway, I'm glad it's no longer your fucking turn, man, because you keep making movies or we don't talk shit about the fucking movie. Ain't shit to talk about.
You guys have got months away now from me picking a film. Isn't that terrible?
You're going to pick some boring shit. That's why I pick.
I promise next film I'll pick will be a good one. How's that?
I don't give a fuck if it's good or bad. As long as it's got something to fucking talk about. That's what, literally, people, there's nothing to fucking talk about in this film.
Yeah, that's true. It's a pretty bland film.
Watch these fucking movies before you pick them, Wayne.
Every fucking week with you, Wayne. Every week.
Yeah, they ain't laughing about shit. You do realize you're watching it too, right? You know that, right?
I don't mind.
That's because Wayne actually gets enjoyment out of this shit. Yeah. Whatever.
You know, I noticed that these things must reflect our personalities, and Wayne must just be boring, the boring one.
Yeah, golly.
I don't mind.
There's not even undertone messages with this shit to talk about. It's like nothing. It's like literally the most straight ass.
Didn't you see the ending? The most powerful force in the universe is love.
Oh, this is some interstellar bullshit right here. Okay.
I learned so much about this.
Love.
I can't tell you how many fuckets I didn't give because of that four letter word.
So I take it you're gonna give this a high set.
Fifth Element. I'm looking your way. Fuck you.
I like Fifth Element.
Oh, yeah, you go watch that piece of shit again then and tell me that, whatever. The reason why he saved her is because it wasn't because of destiny. It's because of love. Like, fuck you. Get the fucking...
I hadn't seen that movie in a long time. I remember that song at the end of the credits. It was pretty badass.
Man. I hadn't seen that movie in a long time, too, and I was hyped to watch it. And then I watched it, and I finally paid attention for once. And I said, wait a minute, what the fuck did that bitch just say? And then when they said, Bruce Willis was destined to save her because of love. Love will find its way to her. And I was like, yeah. I don't know how you possibly went from having a lot of fun in adventure, spaceman or whatever, to this bullshit now. Yep, fuck it.
I still enjoyed it.
Shut up, Wayne.
I will.
Shut up.
Hey, P1, that was the precursor to Guardians of the Galaxy. You didn't like it?
Yes, it was.
You dick, Cody.
You tell him, Cody.
I gotta admit, there's a lot of similarities. It's nowhere near as good as Guardians, obviously, but there are some similarities.
Why does Guardians and fucking end with, like, love to make sure that Star-Lord finds his way back home? Eat a fucking dick. Yeah.
It was the love of friendships, joining their hands together to defeat one enemy. It was love.
So much, Wayne. It ended with a dance-off, goddamn. It ended with no shit. That was a badass dance-off. Woo!
I have to watch that movie.
Laughing away about an Infinity Stone too, but either way. Oh, and Michael Rooker talking about you better not betray.
Actually, no. What it ended with the best ending in any Marvel film ever. Simple as that. Howard the fucking Duck sitting there drinking a martini.
That was a stinker, though. That was the ending.
Shit, it's awesome. There's a movie George Lucas can redo. Howard the Duck, go do that.
Oh, shut up!
Join the Marvel universe.
Well, you do know that George Lucas' inspiration for Darth Vader came from Doctor Doom, but I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, it's more part of it.
Yeah, well, still part of it.
Yeah, actually, it's a pretty big part of it.
George Lucas was a huge fan of Marvel.
Oh, he was. He still is. Which is why he might be doing one of their films one day, you never know.
Shut up, man. Shut the fuck up.
Last thing we need is a Lucas Fantastic Four film.
Yes! Be awesome.
Wouldn't that be funny if that's the best one, though?
I know, it probably would be, actually. At this point, shit.
I don't think it's got much competition. But...
I don't think at this point you can't get any worse than the two we already have, right?
Yeah. God damn.
I'm actually curious to see a third one now, just so I can see. What else worse can you do with this?
Tommy was so one to make it. Tommy was so, you imagine him directing that shit.
What happened?
Tommy was so put his hand up to direct the next Fantastic Four movie. The guy that directed The Room.
Yeah.
You imagine that shit?
You can tell him that ain't happening for quite some years now.
Oh, man. Fantastic Four, man. So feel so bad for them.
Have you seen the new one, Cody?
What was that?
Have you seen the new one yet?
Yeah, I saw that piece of shit.
Oh, did you? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Did you not listen to our best and worst of the summer?
Yeah, but was that in the top part or not?
That was his number one worst film of the summer.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn, Wayne, do you pay attention to that? Nigga, shit.
Did you see that, Wayne?
I did listen to it. The worst thing is I did listen to it, too.
I know you listen to it. You listen to every fucking thing, but you don't ever hear anything on these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I was keeping it a secret just for that podcast, man. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Now I remember. Sorry.
I'm just curious, Wayne. What do you be doing when you be listening to these shows?
Oh, usually I'm editing and doing shit, getting stuff prepared.
God, I swear, this nigga, he'll listen to every fucking thing, but that motherfucker will mix some words up like a bitch.
Yeah, I know he listens to the shit. You talked to me about last week's episode, movie spoilers, so I know he listens.
So. I don't know if he pays attention.
You know, it's like, I hear what I want to hear. It's like, oh yeah, it's cool.
There you go.
Right, that motherfucker told Luke, I said this was the worst Fantastic Four film. I was like, I didn't say that in my review at all. I was like, what the fuck? Nothing tops Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Oh, it's a beautiful movie, though. I haven't seen it.
You haven't even seen it.
I haven't seen it yet. Maybe we should watch that.
Oh, Wayne.
Wayne, final question. You know, that movie is the worst fucking... So you know how we kept saying we should do another superhero, Lewis Cody? Number one is still fucking Rise of the Silver Surfer. It don't change.
I know.
Fuck that movie. That movie can hear a dick. I ain't never said that. Fuck, you fucked up.
Clouds, man. I'm sorry.
You don't get past Dr. Doom becoming the Silver Surfer.
What?
You don't get past a lot of shit, actually.
Hey, God, what? He becomes a Silver Surfer.
He becomes a Silver Surfer.
How?
They have the in Dahl and Tin because they couldn't use them. They put the Super Scroll in there where they have Johnny Storm instead of after the Super Scroll.
Yeah.
Storm absorbs all their powers and shit. And it's the most anticlimactic fight scene you've probably ever fucking seen in your life.
Yeah, they commit the cardinal sin of shipping everything interesting to Silver Surfer. They tie all his powers to his fucking board. Oh, I shit you not.
Oh, fuck off.
Stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard, man. So it's so fucking retarded that Silver Surfer can take out Galactus by blowing himself up.
Yeah.
That's... Okay, Galactus gave these motherfuckers power, but he didn't give them power to match him. Ignorant shit. I swear to fuck, that most ignorant shit I've ever
seen. And then he waits until the end to do this shit. He could have done this shit a long time ago.
Just because he sees a dead Jessica Alba bitch laying on the ground talking about, you're right, we do have a choice.
You remember why he did that, right? Reminded him of his wife.
Okay, Cody, shut the fuck up. I didn't know what you about to say. That four letter fucking word right here.
Hey, the love ship people.
Gotta watch this film. Gotta watch this film, man.
I never thought I'd say this, but that prequel of Star Wars probably makes the most sense of love, where
Jesus
Anakin
Christ.
Skywalker became Darth Vader. Like, out of all these fucking movies we just named, Anakin Skywalker becoming Darth Vader over love probably makes the most sense out of all of this other shit we just named.
Shit. That's saying something.
It's true. You would do a lot. I mean, if you really love someone, you'd go through miles and above for them, whatever.
Damn straight.
Boy, do you.
He really did believe that becoming to the dark side would help save... I like it because he never asked a Jedi once, whatever. Hey, if I can become more powerful as a Jedi, can I save Padme as well? It's like another flaw of that fucking franchise. It's like, I like how you never asked the most powerful Jedi in this fucking council.
No, but they wouldn't. They not allowed to support him in love.
But he didn't have to bring it up. He could say someone's dying. Do we have the power to bring them back to life or something?
Yeah, true, but they're too weak. I didn't like the way they did the Jedi at all in the prequels. I fucking hate them.
The Jedi whooped the shit out of the Sith in that fucking movie. I blame Yoda. It's all Yoda's fucking fault. That little faggot-ass green bitch couldn't finish the job or whatever. He couldn't get the job finished. Couldn't finish the job. If had he killed fucking Palpatine's climbing up a Senate chair's ass, whatever, it would have been done with. But now he had to run away like a little bitch. It's Yoda's fault.
He was injured. He had to run.
Why did they go into exile, Wayne?
I don't know. They had to hide.
Why?
Because they had to fit into the other ones.
Cody, maybe you know the answer to that. Why did they have to go into exile?
I don't fucking
know. I'm just asking questions of a non-Star Wars fan such as myself just wants answers to. That's all. I just want answers.
I don't know.
They wanted to break away from all the danger. Just go on a nice vacation.
But they just took on the danger head front.
Yeah, but now they need a break from it. They need a rest. Go on hiding.
How did they know Anakin was still alive?
Oh, they didn't actually.
No, they did.
Actually, no, they don't. They're not meant to.
They know so much of the fact that they had to hide his kids.
Yep. And hiding him with his uncle, which never made any sense to me.
And so much so fact that when the fourth one rolls around, Obi-Wan Kenobi has no shocking value to seeing Anakin still lived.
I think by that stage he knew.
Now you're just making up shit now, Wayne.
No, I think when everyone knew who Darth Vader was, I think he joined the dots. He wasn't that silly.
Man, fuck that franchise, man. I need a dick. Fuck that franchise even more now. That whole franchise is based around love. Fuck it. So fuck it.
All you need is love.
The whole reason why that fucking character even exists now is because some bitch he was fucking died.
I think you
Anakin,
need
got to... newsflash for you. Get you some pink pussy.
I think when
here,
Felicity makes you fall in love, and Felicity makes you fall in love, you'll understand all these films now. You'll be seeing rainbows and beautiful stars in the sky.
After the sex scene we had last night, I highly doubt love will actually ever get brought up. Whatever. We love each other's wildness. That's one thing. Yes.
That's love. That counts as love.
Indeed, Wayne.
That counts.
It is love. Don't get me wrong. I hope you got coconut oil at your house.
No. Massage oil, but not coconut oil.
You got handcuffs?
No, I'm not part of the police department, no.
You don't have to be part of the police department. We need some... Okay, I'm going to give you a list, Wayne, of what you should have at your house when I arrive there.
You ain't coming to my fucking house.
Shit. I got your ass.
I'm going to lock up a door and everything.
Come to your house. And I'm bringing Cody, too. He needs a spectator.
No, fuck.
You're goddamn right.
Good, we can watch The Hobbit with you.
I ain't watching no
fucking Hobbit. Fuck you. I don't know why fucking Hobbit.
I don't know if you're going to explain, we don't watch movies when we're on vacation. I'm not CJ.
Hell no.
we're not you and CJ. We don't go see 300 together and shit like that. Okay. The minute you tell me, hey, you want to go see a movie, I'm going to look at you and be like, I'm on vacation. I ain't going to fucking Australia. Fuck. Somebody asked me that shit. When you go to China, you going to go check out their theater? Hell no. Why the fuck would I want to do that? Ain't no fucking different than an American theater. You see a big ass screen, some chairs. There you go.
Yeah, it's true.
Cody, final thoughts on this piece of shit. It's a fuck it, by the way.
Fine.
It's a mighty old low fuck it. It's a low fuck it. I hate this fucking film. I hate the film. I hate this franchise. I hate everything attached to it. I don't give a fuck who shot first. Whatever. I can give a fuck who's under that mask of Darth Vader. I can give a shit less about him and his bitch-ass Padme Love or whatever that shit was supposed to be. The logic of it, George Lucas can eat a dick. I don't care about him neither. I hope he dies of cancer or something like that. Greedo is a fucking piece of shit, useless character. You want to talk about Boba Fett, man? I'm talking about a nigga that literally does nothing in a film. Good lord, I don't know where that nigga looks like. Sanford and Son Junkyard finally came together as one and created some universe out of him. These little fucking Ewoks, these little pieces of shit creatures right here, whatever. I don't even know why the fuck you. here, with her curly head, Jufro looking ass. fucking parents for being so fucking stupid and not being able to get out of a fucking cage that you can literally fit through. Fuck you. Fuck everything about this movie. Fuck you in the ass. Low fucking.
Damn.
Alrighty then. I don't know how to follow that. Yeah, you pretty much nailed it, Mr. One. Nothing, as usual with these fucking Wayne movies, not a goddamn thing is redeemable. Especially with this Ewok Care Bear bullshit.
I think I'd rather watch Care Bears too.
Because holy shit, this was terrible. The act was terrible. was there any direction in this film? I don't know. It's like a bunch of... This is a set up a camera, just has people play some shit like
so
that.
So cheap, they can't even get fucking subtitles.
I don't fucking know. The act was terrible. There's no plot in this shit. The plot. This is just some random fucking offshoot of the Star Wars universe. I'm like, damn, out of all the things you could do with that shit, you put out this? It's like, why? I'd rather watch that holiday shit they put out after, what was it, after Empire Strikes Back, I think, came
out. Yeah.
I'd rather watch that.
Yeah, because as bad as it is, at least it's funny, man. I get a laugh.
It's funny.
I
didn't get anything out of this shit. Just a bunch of Ewoks running around the forest.
Fucking Wayne.
A bunch of children. Oh my god, yeah, Ewoks are easily the worst. Well, actually, George Lucas is the second. Ewoks is the worst thing. I shit you not, man. Yeah, like people said, just get a body old low fucking. What else can I give it? There's nothing else to give it. That's it.
Body old low fucking.
Oh, I think you guys are being too harsh.
Shut up, Wayne.
Nah, look.
I told you that in this review. Shut up, Wayne.
You need to make a shirt with that on it. Shut up, Wayne.
Shut up, Wayne. Shut up, Wayne.
I think you guys said everything that needs to be said. Okay, this movie is horrible. It is. It's boring. It's just, fucking characters are uninteresting. You don't care about them. Acting is terrible. Music is horrible. Narration is just fucking dull. Like they got some homeless cum off the streets just to read it because he couldn't not kill.
Let me ask you a question now, Wayne. You asked us a question about Star Wars, or whatever. How the fuck does this type of fucking movie make you feel about Star Wars?
It doesn't exist. It's like Never Say Never Again is not considered a James Bond movie, but Sean Connery played Bond in it, but it's not canon in the Bond franchise. So it's
what they made so many goddamn Bond films. I don't even know what's canon no more.
Yeah. Oh, it's the one movie that's not canon in the whole fucking franchise. So, but no, it's fucking horrible. In the other day, it's a movie that I hate shit that gets inspired, like spin-off films or films where they say, oh, we're going to take a concept and make our own concept of it, but they take it from a fucking franchise that actually was successful or good, or, you know, they do it all the fucking time with all these, like, they wanted to do a Halle Berry fucking spin-off with Storm and shit, you know.
Like Tusk.
And Tusk. Oh, shit, like, that's what I mean, shit like that fucking annoys me. So, as a rating, I am going to give this a Z rating, a new rating, a Z. Because when he made Night of the Living Dead, that was inspired by Night of the Living Dead.
Can you give a real fucking rating for once, too? You keep picking these fucking shitty-ass movies, and yet you give these motherfuckers ratings. Yeah, it's like,
look, it's
I'm actually mad at you right now, because you made me watch this shit. I'm literally fucking mad, and I never thought I'd have to watch this bullshit again or whatever. And yet, you're the main person on this site trying to get me and Cody to like Star Wars, yet you keep reminding me of some of the stupidest shit that it has to offer.
Quite right. Exactly.
You fuck with it.
Now it is an extremely, extremely boring ass low fucker.
I'm literally gonna send your fucking cousin a dick photo now.
That's all right.
And have a lot of fucking sexting talk with her, and hopefully get to forward those messages right your way.
Ah, well, shit happens.
Oh, shit's gonna happen.
Shit right? happens
when you wake up and realize Dean ain't in your bed, but me and your cousin are. Whatever. Yeah,
you ain't getting me. Right. I'm a very light sleeper.
Oh, you never been around me and Cody long enough, have you?
Sadly, no.
We're not CJ. We actually can handle our alcohol, but can you?
I'm not a big drinker, so I can handle that.
Oh, that's all you had to say, Wayne.
But I'm an Australian. We outdrink everyone.
Indeed. Right. Oh, gosh. I guess I'm Australian too, then.
You Australians ain't got shit on me. I would put my life savings on Cody beating an Australian and drinking.
Ooh, that sounds like a competition.
It is a competition.
I'll have you know, Wayne, the last time I somebody asked me to a competition to drink, they ended up on the ground. I was standing above them. I just want to let that sink in.
I like the sound of this.
I put my money on Cody or me any day over you Australians.
Yeah, so come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
Let's do this, cuz.
I was right, cousin Wayne. You and your bullshit-ass movie. I'm glad it ain't your turn no more. Goddamn, Cody, pick your next. Your animated, you know, that's your live-action choice. Animated choice, that gods and monster shit, but at least it's more entertaining. This bullshit we just had to watch.
Yes, it is. Well, at least I hope we'll be happy.
Well, it does not go far now. like a 2 point.
Oh, dear. Movie. Oh, dear. Well, I know what will be entertaining is this live-action film right here. And I know you guys...
Punisher Warzone!
No, that's your pick.
You fucking piece of shit.
If you stole my pick from me, I'd be like, well, you know, hey, it's Warren.
It's going to come at some point. No, man, this is the 1999 classic. Now, before we had these team-up movies, man, you guys remember the Ultimate Team-Up movie?
Oh, shit. You
guys have any inkling?
What the fuck are you going with this shit?
I think I'm going with this shit.
I'm talking about a little film called Mystery Men. Yes.
Good Lord. I haven't seen that movie in fucking years.
We can't do that movie because that movie got banned. watching it. It's like literally you can't find it to watch because it got banned.
This is going to be fun.
Nah, I kid you not. Like, seriously, like real shit, man. You can trust me. You know, I keep 100, so you trust me.
We're watching Mystery Men. It's going to happen. It's going to be fun as shit. I can't wait.
Is that the one with the cunt Adam Sandler? Not Adam Sandler. What's his name?
Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller was the leader of the group, man. Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
You know, I know you're picking these movies because you want to remember your childhood, and you're like, oh, I had fun with that movie, but I hate to tell you.
Fuck your childhood.
Anything that Throwback Tuesday has taught me, it's taught me that don't remember shit from your childhood and think you like it because, look how that turned out with Fifth Element. That didn't really turn out too well now.
Hey, man, might be different with Mystery Men. You never know.
I ain't going to be no different. I saw that shit too long ago.
You don't know, man.
I saw it like 3 months ago.
You don't know that.
I just saw it.
You don't know that. You can change your opinion in these next 3 months. You don't know that.
Movie's a fucking...
Don't spoil your writing.
I ain't spoiling shit. Movie's a fucking... This still is fucking terrible. They got that fucking...
Oh, man.
They got that kid. They got Cal or whatever the fuck that nigga
Cal Mitchell in there, man.
Okay, yeah,
that movie can even do. Let me get this straight. We're going to do Gods and Monsters and then that shit. Oh, fuck no.
Well, fucking people. When it comes back to my turn, we're going to watch a real movie, Punisher Warzone. Guys.
Fuck that.
Punisher, I can't believe you complaining of all people.
Yeah, wait, out of all the fuck, you shut the fuck up.
Like, I love it, Cody. I tell him, he found out we doing this nigga sends me, oh, you're a bastard, you come, whatever shit. Like, you guys see the movie we just had to watch with your ass?
I already watched Punisher Wars. That movie's abysmal.
Not compared to this shit.
I want to see a good Punisher.
I would rather watch Punisher, Mystery Men, and fucking Gods and Monsters, which I will be doing over this fucking bullshit that you had us watch.
Yay for my choice.
Glad I'm ending the year off.
There's plenty of bad movies to come next year, don't you worry.
I can imagine.
I got one just for your ass, too.
Oh, bring it, God. I'm ready.
Save this shit for a special in the summer of next year.
I got a Hobbit trilogy lined up for you anytime.
I got something worse than the fucking Hobbit trilogy. You thought Twilight blew your fucking mind. Oh, my God. You motherfucker, you. You done fucked with the wrong black man today, man. Who made me watch this bullshit? Now, fuck you, George Lucas.
I'm not George Lucas, I'm white.
You look like him. There you go. I take that back. You're an anorexic looking fuck now.
I'm not a fat. What? Anorexic? How the fuck am I anorexic?
Bony little fucker, you. God damn you.
I can't help it if you put on weight.
You can't help it or whatever. Yeah, you can't help it. I don't know why you train it. It don't help. You still look the same.
It's called be a machine. You train like a machine. Fight like a machine.
A machine, motherfucker.
Be a machine.
Eat right when you train, then, motherfucker. You ain't doing nothing. You just
I am eating right. I strip down to the bare essentials and then you bulk up. That's what training is.
You bony looking motherfucker. Fuck you, Wayne. I hate you.
Oh, I hate myself too.
Yeah, good.
But I gotta live with myself, so yeah.
I think I was Zeke and do something with him.
No, I'm not gonna kill myself like he's asked, right? Is he dead yet? What's going on?
Yeah, he will be.
Oh, okay, that's alright.
I think it's you, motherfucker, because you all are in your 30s. I think it's a 30 thing with you white people. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm not white. I'm like weird.
Nah, you're white. I know now, since closer to Cody and Sammy, I'm the closest one to my 30s, whatever. I know what not to be when I hit 30. You three motherfuckers.
Yeah, you white. You'll change. You'll see.
I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
I've learned from you three. Never. I'll never. I can't talk about Luke because he just reminds me of your dad. So, I mean, they look alike, sound alike. I mean, it's actually kind of creepy. So.
Oh, God, poor bastard.
I think it's the same person, actually.
let's get the fuck out of here anyway. This movie was horrible. Sorry, guys.
Your fault, motherfucker.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, people, that's been another edition of Spoiling at the Movies. If you hate Wayne as much as I do, Tom Brady, write a fuck you easily in the comment section here, and I would highly appreciate that.
Yeah, if you could work those keys, you fucking keyboard warrior, you cockhead.
He's not a keyboard warrior.
Yeah, keyboard warrior.
Feminist leader is. There's a difference.
No, that's a cunt. That's a fat, hairy cunt.
Oh, damn.
Blue waffle fucking walking bitch.
Don't talk about her like that, Wayne. We love her. We adore her.
Let's wrap this shit up. I got a place to be and things to do.
You ain't got nowhere to be, your bony ass. Like, you know, like, fucking buffet, something like that.
Be at Dean's house by 9.
Yeah, suck my dick, you fucking Jewish bastard.
He called you a Jewish bastard.
Sometimes when you search for the impossible, an unbelievable adventure unfolds.
I wish we had furry creatures like you where I came from.
Don't miss The Ewok Adventure, now on video cassette from MGM UA Home Video.